The following podcast is scheduled for one fall. From the heart of Broadway in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, this is Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
We have an historic Women's Royal Rumble announced, finally, and the Podzilla 1985 Aussies are filled to the brim with joy for the holiday season. Welcome to Pro Wrestling Unscripted. I am Awkward Shannon Young here with my co-host, Asa Gray, the Five Alarm Rager.
Don't lie to the people.
About which part?
Such joy.
The Rager part is completely on the money.
That's fair.
A lot of it was true. Ali Abear's here with us tonight.
Hello.
Ali Abear's here with us most nights, apparently. And the Big D, Dalton Anthony. No, you know what? No, I say that half jokingly, but I realized the other day that Ali appears on a lot of shows. Like she started as kind of a background, the producer, remember the old days? And has actually become like such an integral part of Podzilla 1985 since then. And that wasn't a shot. I'm absolutely saying that like you have jumped up so high, and the Big D, Dalton Anthony.
I'm
also
just
here.
Yeah. Just say yokely dokely.
Yo.
Keely-dokely.
No, that's never been a thing I've said on this show.
I'm pretty sure it has been.
I'm trying to get it started, if nothing else. All right, so we got a lot to talk about tonight. We're going to start off with, before we talk about that, I put this in the group chat. I do want to recognize that Tom Zink passed away over the weekend. I didn't know a lot about Tom Zink. I won't lie to you. He was when he wrestled, I wasn't watching what he was wrestling in at the time. But I do remember his tag team match at WrestleMania 3, because WrestleMania 3 is one of the all-time great WrestleManias, and he teamed up with Rick the Model Martel, and Rick the Model Martel was one of my favorites, so I really loved that. It was the Can-Am connection, I think they were called.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
something to that
about.
Extent. So he did pass away over the weekend, real young too, and just very sad, and we wanted to mention that at the beginning of the show.
It was like, he was like
59, I think.
Yeah, 59, 58.
Which I know isn't old or young.
Like,
but
he could have easily had another 20 years on him.
Yeah, dude could have done great things, so very unfortunate. We just wanted to mention that.
Right.
So now that we have that part out of the way, and our heartfelt, you know, to everyone that loved Tom Zink, that is true. But let's get into the less than happy parts of the show, and that is the Women's Royal Rumble. We're going to start off with that because we're going to complain about it. But to be fair, this is a historic moment for women's wrestling.
To qualify, we're not upset that they're doing a Women's Royal Rumble match.
Absolutely.
Like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
The thing that's stupid is the way that they presented it.
Mm-hmm.
On Raw, Absolution is brawling with the rest of the Raw women's roster because they're in the middle of a gang war right now, at like a blood feud. Stephanie McMahon's music hits. Everybody freezes, like the bell's ringing at recess. Stephanie comes out and makes the big announcement that they're doing the all-women's Royal Rumble because, of course, Stephanie has to be the one to make that announcement.
Well, because she started the revolution.
In her best Vince voice.
Yeah.
And then if there's ever been a time for a yes chant, it's now. You know, the woman who just threatened to fire your all-American good guy, Kurt Angle, GM.
The one who tried to destroy Daniel Bryan, storyline-wise, of course.
Well, yeah.
Back when he was doing the Yes Chant, and now she's co-opted for this.
For herself. But it's just, I hate the inconsistency. Like, we all know wrestling is scripted. We know these women don't hate each other.
Yeah.
And it's fine to, like, have this moment at, like, a press release. Mm-hmm. Or, like, on their website as part of, like, a social media campaign. Like, I get that. That's fine. But to do it literally in the middle of them attacking each other.
Right.
And it ending with them all raising each other's hand in triumph.
It would be like Finn and Phasma holding hands in the middle of a movie.
It's just the dumbest thing to, like.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to get more into the whole, like, killing the business nonsense, because it's not that extreme, because it's not.
It's not, but it's unnecessary.
Like, because with the Young Bucks thing, we're going to talk about a little bit later. But yeah, it's totally unnecessary. Like, this was strictly, we need a PR move.
Yeah.
Like, we need a PR photo op, and let's just do it in the middle of a storyline.
And to me, there's a difference when we talk about the Young Bucks later. There's a difference between wrestling that could, quote unquote, expose the business because of how it's choreographed.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a big difference between that and having this, where you clearly break your characters to take part in this huge announcement. It is a huge announcement, and they deserve to raise their hands.
Right, and they absolutely deserve to
be. But not in the
be
ring right after a fight. Like, that makes no sense. Imagine if, like, okay, in WCW, during the NWO feud. If during their feud, Eric Bischoff came out to announce that they just beat Raw on the ratings, they're putting WWE out of business, and they all take time to like hold each other's hands up after throwing Rey Mysterio into a wall.
Like Hulk Hogan and Sting are just
they're
arm
just hugging
arm.
It up. Like, that doesn't make any sense. And just because this is the women's battle royal and it's an important announcement and it's historic, I doesn't mean that you should like piss on your storyline to do it. Like, that makes no sense.
Look
because
at
next
they,
week, they're going to be back to trying to kill each other.
Look at how they did Money in the Bank. Look how they did the first ever women's Money in the Bank. Like,
Allie, do you remember that?
No,
the build up.
Oh, don't worry. We're getting to the result because like, we're going to get to the result of that because I think it's one in one.
Gotcha.
Pretty much. Because it was just like, okay, y'all are out of control. You all have an equal stake at who's going to be, like, who could be number one contender. Screw it. You do one. And it was okay. Yeah. This is awesome. We get to be like the first women to do a Money in the Bank. That's great. I also hate you and I can't wait to bash your face in with a ladder. Not, we did it. Oh,
we're historic.
Goodness. And when I say one to one, I very much mean that I'm convinced Ronda Rousey wins it. So you have all of the work being built by all of these women in the ring who absolutely deserve a Royal Rumble match, who deserve the spotlight and the main events that they're getting on Raw because they're amazing.
Right.
To then, again, it's like, well, Ellsworth won the first Money in the Bank, which I think was a good character moment for Carmella.
But for the historical aspect of it, Allie, please remind us of how much you hated that because you were mad.
Yeah. Okay. Because there were other ways they could have done that to where you didn't see Ellsworth.
He's not your women's champion.
Well, and it's like we said, like if that would have been the third,
right?
It would have been five, but the first one. But so for the first women's Royal Rumble, that's built on the backs of the Women's Revolution and on people like Paige and Sasha and Charlotte and all of those women, for then an outsider to come in, and like this is all speculation. Like she may not even enter it. Like but that's that heavy rumor.
So from what I understand, Triple H has played it to the chest on this and said that she's not signing. She's not signing now. We have no idea that she's signing. Every time he reads an announcement about it, he's shocked because he's the one that talks to her and there's no announcement. They faked a poster that Becky Lynch retweeted on Twitter or Instagram or something that showed Rousey on the poster with the other women. A lot of speculation going like, oh, Rousey's going to be in it. And everyone's very much saying, no, she's not going to be in it.
That was a fan-made thing.
It was a fan-made thing. But I have no doubt that if they can get Rousey to do it, they will let her do it, and they will have her win. And, you know,
and it makes sense.
You're going to crucify me for saying this. Okay, you were about to say it. No. In a lot of ways, it makes sense. And here's why I say that. Because a women's title match in this atmosphere, is kind of, if you don't get your title match now, you'll get it in a week or two. Like the way they kind of burn through competitors, the way they just throw anyone at the wall to do it, pretty much everyone gets a title shot at one point. So the title, the women's title, even though it is important, seems like they present it as less important, except for moments like this where they go, oh, but look how historic this is. Now we're important again. And that's cool. But you might as well have Rousey do it, because if Rousey does it, at least it's different. If Charlotte, like, okay, Natalya wins, no one will care. Naomi wins, no one will care. And I hate to say that. If Sasha wins, some people will care. Mm-hmm. But if Rousey wins, now you've got your angle, Dalton.
If Rousey wins, like, it's one of those things that, yeah, it would kind of be a black eye to the division as a whole, because like you said, the current talent is the one's been carrying it on their backs. But you also have to look at it, you can take that risk because you have two women's belts right now.
Oh no, I don't think it's going to like do anything to make any of the women in the Royal Rumble look worse.
Yeah.
Because Ronda Rousey is legit one of the toughest women on the planet. Like, you know, like she is a legit fighter. She had losses, but look at any MMA fighter.
So is Brock.
Yeah. Who doesn't? So, I mean, she seems to actually love wrestling too.
Yeah.
Like this isn't just,
she has respect for
this
it.
Isn't some celebrity coming in.
This it's isn't just, Snooki coming in at WrestleMania.
Right. And so I'm not trying to like say it's that. It's just, I really feel like, for the first one, it should be someone who
deserves it, who's built it.
Yeah, because I don't even want to say deserves it, because like Ronda is a name, and it's a good way to get. I don't know. I don't think she needs a Royal win, a Rumble win, to get a WrestleMania match.
No,
like her name alone is enough to really. That's a marquee match automatically.
But if they,
so, I guess it. You know, I mean, it is just kind of compounds on that and makes it even more so.
Yeah, because if you have Ronda Rousey win, and I'm just speculating, if you have Ronda Rousey win and then challenge Charlotte at Mania. Ronda Rousey versus Charlotte, that's a marquee match.
Yeah.
Automatically. I want to bring up something Chris Jericho said recently on, what was he on? He spoke with Sports Illustrated about a couple of things. And he talked about part-timers, like Ronda Rousey. Did you read this quote? Because I find it very interesting. And I think he was partly in character when he said this, because this interview did seem a lot of in character.
He does a lot of those.
Kind of mixed in and out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he says, it's like when people bitch and complain when Brock Lesnar and The Rock wrestle at WrestleMania, saying these part-timers come to steal our spots. Part-timers, full-timers, single-timers, whatever the F you want to call it, they're moneymakers. And that's what Ronda Rousey would be. Ronda Rousey versus Charlotte's going to sell more tickets than Naomi versus Charlotte, you know?
It's the thing. It's like, it's not that I don't understand why they do it.
Right.
I just personally don't like it.
Well, yeah. It's like when we talked about Roman Reigns and John Cena. Like, we know, a lot of people, I think, thought we didn't understand why they were doing it. No, we understand why they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
We, as wrestling fans, as wrestling purists, whatever you want to call us, we just wish they had done it a different way.
Right.
And that's this. I understand if Rousey gets it, mm-hmm. but I wish that Sasha would get it. You know, but you've already seen it.
Yeah.
Maybe bring up someone from NXT.
That poster that had Rousey on it also had Peyton and Billy Kay.
Yeah.
Which, if we're doing a full 30 person or 30 women Royal Rumble,
they have to.
They will have to pull in from NXT. We will see Mae Young Classic competitors in that.
Possibly competitors from the past.
Did you see Trish Stratus tweeted?
I did not.
She's like, this is a historic moment. This is amazing. Where are my boots?
And she absolutely should be in it, because a lot of people talk about the women's revolution in WWE, and sure enough, like, women's wrestling is more important now than it's ever been in WWE, mm-hmm. except maybe in like the 80s, you know, when you had Moolah and Wendy Richter and people like that. But Trish Stratus and Lita are two names that if they're not in it, I would be sad.
I don't think Lita can be in it.
Why?
She might like her neck.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right.
Yeah, like, and I'm not trying to be like contrary. I don't know if that one's possible.
Well, if Trish, nothing else, she could do guest commentary.
Oh, how about not, though?
Well, I mean...
you watched the Mae Young Class.
Guess something.
She can be on the pre-show that I will ignore.
As we do most of those. But what about, you know, Molly Holly?
Victoria. They have a wide array of possibilities. And for me, that's part of the fun of the Royal Rumble every year.
It's seeing like who comes.
Who they get to come back, even if it is just that one time appearance. But like with Serena Deeb in the Mae Young Classic.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh no, they actually, like, that wasn't just an opening round loss. Like, they actually.
So is Awesome Kong still in Impact?
Mm-mm.
Because that's a name I heard floated that she could make her return. Because they've mentioned her a couple times.
She's, as far as I, and someone will correct me, and I hope you do. I'm pretty sure, like, once, like, she had her pregnancy, like, she was pretty much out of wrestling. Like, she'd made sporadic appearances.
She went back to Impact for a little while.
Yeah.
I mean, shortly, but, like, she made, like, sporadic appearances, but I don't think she's, like, full-time touring or anything. But, yeah, that would, like, bring back Karma.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which.
Vince, if you're listening, let me throw out a couple names for you real quick, if you're listening. Even though she might not do it, you might have to pay a lot of money. Smoking Hot Nikki Lane. You have to pay a lot of money for that. A little bit. You might be able to get Mardi Gras as a combo deal. I'm not sure. And Sarah Summers.
It would be the...
And Marco Stunt. You need them.
No! No!
And Santina Marella.
You keep every male... You keep every male away from this.
So even Santina?
Especially Santina. First, he also...
Oh, Jesus Christ. Him. Okay. What if Santina Marella comes
Shut up.
Back and wins it?
I will... Mm-mm.
Yeah, no, that would be... No.
That's not funny.
They literally...
I'm mad you put that into the universe.
Drag a coffin of Mae Young out and just push her out on
I think
someone.
The only thing that would make me more mad about... A man winning this is if Stephanie won it.
Well, don't put that out in the ether either. Stephanie wins the Royal Rumble and then challenges Charlotte for the title. The queen versus queen.
Oh, God.
I shouldn't have said it.
Stop it.
I shouldn't have said it.
It goes back to something, just to loop back, because it's like talking about like Rousey and like you said, like everybody gets a title shot eventually.
Yeah.
It's the thing that Sasha talked about on, I think it was Stone Cold's podcast a couple weeks ago, where it's like, yes, they are getting main event spots and they are getting Hell in a Cell matches and Money in the Bank matches, but the writing has not changed. If you're not in the title picture, you don't have a story.
Yep.
And that's, you know.
That's the problem.
Yeah, that's a huge problem.
That's the exact problem.
Like, they deserve way more than that.
It's basically what they did with 205 Live, where they're like, look at these great athletes and we give them their own show and all that. And
hey, we're going to put them on tour. Oh, no one wants to see it? Let's throw out a big gun.
What's Matt Hardy doing? Is he busy? Dalton, what were you going to say?
The unfortunate thing with the writing not changing is we have a lot of really fun characters in the women's division right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
statistician Dana Brooke.
I
know you're being serious. Like,
I love
batshit crazy Alicia Fox.
Oh yeah.
I really did. No, I'm agreeing with
that
you.
That was the one I was gonna say.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine.
Even Alexa, but like Alexa so has bad. Been doing, yeah. Alexa's been doing just mm-hmm. like she might, I think she's legitimately going to be my woman wrestler of the year.
And she today passed the mark for the longest reigning Raw Women's Champion, beating mm-hmm. former of holder Charlotte, who was also the only other person.
That's not true. Sasha Banks has held it 4 times.
Yep.
Sure. Her reign is longer than all 4 of those reigns combined, by the way.
Well, I mean, you only had to be a week.
There was a couple times that she had she didn't immediately defend it and lose it.
Yeah, because they might have.
All right, so you had to beat 3 weeks.
Yeah.
She had that done in the first month.
God, that's depressing yep. to be Sasha Banks. Allie, as a woman, how does this rank on your list of importance? Like, do you think this is really cool? Do you think they're just parading them around, like showing them off, saying, hey, look what we're doing? Almost like they're patting themselves on the back, going, look how progressive we are. Or do you think this is a genuine thing and you're excited about it?
I think it's a genuine thing and I'm excited about it.
I can tell.
No, I am, because I don't think they would have done a Hell in a Cell match and a Money in the Bank match if this wasn't something that they were trying to do with progressing women's wrestling forward.
It's certainly leaps and bounds above mud matches.
I mean, yeah, if you take wrestling back even like 8 years, hell, like 4 or 5 years ago, it's a lot better, but
they're not called divas anymore. Like, I mean, there are steps that they are taking, so I would not view this being anything other than genuine.
And it's one of the, and like,
they might make bad decisions. But,
oh, they will.
Yeah, the way that they did it, like the way they presented it with like, stopping everything in our tracks. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, pause the show. It's like if you were watching Breaking Bad. And like right in a very tense Walter and Jesse moment, like they're screaming at each other. I can't think of his name. What's that showrunner's name? He's such
Gillian?
Something like that. It's such a nerdy little dude, and he's adorable, and I love him. But he just like, oh, hang on, everybody, pause. I just wanted to congratulate us all. We just won our 5th Emmy.
I was going to say, was that going to be the bit?
And they all like applaud and everything, and then.
Because they wouldn't pull this crap. I don't want to sound sexist. They wouldn't pull this crap with men.
And that's the thing. It's like, well, look, you know, go back to any of the ever huge historic first matches. First ladder match. The first
Hell in a Cell.
The first Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't all just like, oh, hey, we got something cool going on here. Good for us.
Yeah. And they do stuff before. Like, they'll do commercials that are cutesy and have people that hate each other next to each other.
But that's a commercial.
Yeah, it's different than being in the ring.
And again, like, I don't have a problem with them, like, pulling the curtain back. Because that's very much what this was. But to do it on your show where it's...
In a fight.
It's the only place that we're supposed to, right. Do the suspension of disbelief.
That's why I hate when they pull this cutesy crap. This is a little bit different because this was a genuine announcement. Look how excited we are. And that's cool. Like, right. I don't want to criticize it too much. But I hate when you are so inconsistent with it. Like, yes, I know wrestling's scripted. You know wrestling's scripted. There's a lot of kids that don't. There's a lot of kids that want to believe in this stuff. Mm-hmm. And when they do stuff like this, to a lesser extent. But like the Cena and Reigns stuff, it's all kind of generalized together for me. You're damaging the product. Mm-hmm. You were damaging the product. It would be really cool if during Star Wars, you know, one of the characters hugged the other one because, we made so much money. We're going to have another trilogy and everybody's excited. But like, that's going to ruin the movie. You're ruining the movie, Vince, Stephanie, whoever, all of you. And speaking of ruining the business, let's move on to our next topic, which is the Young Bucks, or as Dalton and Asa are known, the Bung Yucks.
It still makes me laugh.
It always makes me smile.
All right, so here's all I know about it. I know it was the original tweet by Daniel Cormier, which we talked about.
Well, that's not even what we're talking about.
Was it?
I mean, that's part of it. But
yeah, that's
like,
how it started.
No, it is not.
Isn't it?
It started with Cornette.
Timeline.
As most things do with the Young Bucks in the news.
Okay, so.
It starts with Jim Cornette.
So I thought it started with Cormier pointing out this particular thing and saying, look at the flips and stuff, go to gymnastics class. And then the Young Bucks and Cody Rhodes replied,
mm-mm.
Yeah, wasn't this the same story?
It's the same story, but you're getting, jumping way ahead.
Yeah,
see,
you're
I didn't know
like
the
middle.
What was the Cornette part?
It started with at Final Battle. There was a 6-man tag featuring the Hung Bucks, which is the Young Bucks and Hangman Page, versus Flip Gordon and the other two guys are completely escaping me right now. But
they're important.
And they do a sequence where they do the kind of like matching drop kicks after, you know, hip toss, like thing like that, and then two other guys run in matching drop kicks. The other two guys run in matching drop kicks, and then they all, 6 of them, do a drop kick at the same time.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's
goofy.
That
was a shit spot.
It's goofy. It's choreographed. Like, I like what the way Meltzer put it. Because he's like, yeah, I thought it went too far. But then I saw the crowd, and they loved it. So it's like, okay, maybe good for them. Like, if the crowd would have just sat there silent, I'm sure you won't see that again.
That's a hard criticism to pull, though, because, like, you could say that about anything, and then at that point, no one can criticize anything.
Well, but that's not even the point. Because, again, like, it's like I said on Twitter. There are so many different styles of wrestling that there's something for everyone.
Yeah.
It's totally okay to not like that spot. Like, no one is wrong for liking or not liking that spot.
And it's like, I'm going to go back and leave a little bit further of the Ospreay Ricochet, which was like, what, a year and a half ago now? Something like that?
Yeah.
Of that, there was so many flips that I absolutely loved, but the part that I absolutely hated is that they both bounced into that superhero pose.
Right.
Into the face-off. It's like, no, I loved the athleticism in it, but that's the part that I hated.
See, I didn't hate that part.
Yeah, it's almost like wrestling's its own thing and we're all allowed to have opinions about it. There's no such, like, saying that this is killing the business is the equivalent of being like, these guys are really successful. They do goofy stuff. All right, Star Wars is ruining the movie industry because people like it, but it doesn't follow formulas. Be like, no, that's why tastes are around. That's why we're allowed to have.
All right, that's like your third Star Wars comparison tonight. I'm going to need you to tone it down.
Well, we were playing before we started.
Tone it down.
But so that happened and, surprising no one, someone tweeted the spot to Cornette, and Cornette lost his mind because they're, you know, oh, well, you know, it's good for the little kids, but growing up, no one's going to, by 2020, no one's going to want to watch this. Like, it's dead. It's these little guys going out there and pretending to be wrestlers. Not like Ric Flair and Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. We just watched a 30 for 30 where Ric Flair talked about how he just tried to punch a string until it didn't move to make sure he didn't actually hit anybody. Like, I don't know what's up with Cornette. Like, does he think that, like, the Midnight Express actually were actually fighting these people?
In defense, you're going to yell at me, but I'm going to defend this in a way because I truly believe what he means is that in the 80s, when you had wrestlers like Ric Flair and you had wrestlers like the Midnight Express, there was an aura of believability to wrestling that some people still believed it was real, and they didn't do anything in the ring to truly expose how choreographed it is. You flash forward to now, that dropkick sequence, no one is going to watch that and think, oh, this could have been real, because nobody would be that dumb to do that kick over and over again.
I have two words to counter that. Irish whip.
Yes. Yes. That's a stupid, stupid move that I have never understood.
And honestly, like,
but I mean,
if Ric Flair and any of those guys could do a quarter of what, like, people now are doing, they would have. They absolutely would have.
They wouldn't have if they didn't have to.
I don't know. Because
that's part of the argument is that, you know, people like Cornette would say, look at guys, and, you know, I'm not saying that the wrestling then is better because it wasn't. Please understand me. I prefer today's wrestling to 80s wrestling, 100%. Looking back at 80s wrestling is boring as shit. That's all. That's the first off. But part of the argument is that guys like Hogan and guys like Flair, these guys that didn't do a lot in the ring, made their money and were huge stars. And you got so many guys on the indies who are killing themselves in front of 50 people to pop that 50 people that are never going to make it in the big leagues and never going to make that money. So what's the point of trying to kill yourself for 50 people and when other guys don't have to do that? Like, what do they have that these guys don't?
It sounds like he's just mad that, like, there's people who care.
Because that's
why they do it, is because they love wrestling and they want to do, like, because those, yeah, it's only 50 people, but those 50 people paid for a ticket.
But when you say they love wrestling, and a lot of these guys talk about how they grew up idolizing guys like Flair and Hogan and stuff like that, and then you see them do this stuff and you think, and again, let me play devil's advocate. I hate doing this, but let me do it for a second. When he says they're pretending to be wrestlers, I think what he means is, like, these guys are out here, like, playing like children. They're out here doing this completely fake stuff that no one's going to believe. They want to be wrestlers because they can't make it in the big leagues. And look at them running around being goofy.
The problem is, though, is because you say they can't make it in the big leagues.
I'm not saying that. He's saying
what
that.
What you just said is they can't make it in the big leagues. So, except for the fact that they have the highest selling shirt in all of Hot Topic, passing TV shows like Rick and Morty and, like, bands,
you know, the
musicians,
things
that, like, everything like that. They are, like, the Young Bucks are everywhere. They are, and wherever they, and my favorite reaction of the whole weekend was, because Cody Rhodes putting Daniel Cormier down was great.
It was.
But what, I think it was Nick. It was Nick or Matt. Of course it was Nick or Matt. It was one of the Young Bucks. Said, like, oh, see, the problem is, Jim, like, when you were running ROH, the building that this gift came from was half full. I know because I was there. It was sold out this weekend. So, I mean, you can't say that they're not making it.
I'm not saying they're not making it.
I know you're not, okay. But the words that you said, yes, and this is as more of a broad statement of people like Cornette and Vince Russo.
You have heard before that they have said this, and I'm sure that they could counter-argue that with, like, have the Young Bucks ever sold out the Silverdome? Have they had 90,000 people watch them wrestle?
No,
they haven't had a multi-million dollar media corporation behind them to sell those tickets.
And they've never, ever wrestled in a sold-out Tokyo Dome, ever. Oh, wait. They totally have done that.
You're giving me that Dalton smile that makes me just want to, like, knock you down.
But it's the whole, but it's the whole thing of being like, oh, Allie, I'm going to let you get in on
this. Yes, Allie, sorry.
Thank you. There's where all of these comments come from, especially with Cornette and people that always seem to go back to 80s wrestling for what is considered real wrestling, are, like Asa mentioned before, there's so many different styles of wrestling, so you don't have to like every style. But to actually go out and call them wannabe wrestlers for something that they are working so hard for.
Yeah, I think it's
super
disrespectful.
Putting so much towards just because you don't like a style of something. It's still wrestling. It's not the 80s style of wrestling, but it's still wrestling. It's still sports entertainment. They're still going out there and working just as hard, maybe even harder than the guys in the 80s.
They're absolutely working harder than the guys in the
80s. Yeah, the work rate is.
They do not, whether you like this style of wrestling or not, there is no reason for these types of comments.
I don't know. I think they're working way less hard than the guys in the 80s because they're not even doing cocaine. And they're bouncing around like that.
And like,
that you know of.
That could have been a cheat code.
That's because.
Wait, no, so they are working. Yeah, no. Oh, I messed my own joke
the
up.
The cocaine of the 80s is.
I'm so hungry.
The cocaine of the 80s is the video games now. They've said it before. Guys don't go out and party and get high anymore. They sit in their hotel rooms and play Xbox.
Yeah.
Which is good.
And like, and in total fairness, like, and kind of just flipping the bird to Cornette a little bit more. I mean,
it's a bold stance.
The Young Bucks aren't having to fall off a scaffolding at the end of a feud to get a point across.
You could think of the guy that fell off a damn beam and almost killed himself trying to go through a table.
That wasn't the Young Bucks.
No, but I mean.
I mean, Cornette's done stupid shit.
But that inspires that style.
And also, Cornette to be this judgy about wrestling whenever the Young Bucks take more bumps in one match than he's taken his whole damn career.
He's a manager. How many bumps do you want
So, I mean, he's allowed to call them fake wrestlers then?
I think he absolutely has a right to have an opinion. You're trying to say
he doesn't wrong.
And we have the right to tell him that his opinion is stupid.
You do, but I feel like his opinion should matter. The dude's done so much for the business. He has a view for it, and I think he should have the right to say it.
But
being disrespectful and telling people that they're not wrestlers,
yeah, because, like,
too far.
Every opinion we've ever said at this table, not one of us have ever called anybody a fake wrestler.
No, we've never ever. I don't think there's a single wrestler.
You're allowed to have an
opinion that we've ever knocked.
Yeah, because we can have an opinion.
Yeah, we definitely have, haven't we?
I've never said fake wrestler.
Ah, Ryback. You hated Ryback, but you never called him fake.
I've never called him a fake wrestler.
He was a wrestler.
He just said he was an awful wrestler. Well, there are many different styles of wrestling. And
yes,
just because
the style
you didn't enjoy his style doesn't mean that
it's
any
people.
Less good.
Get out of here. It's one of those things where we've never called anybody a fake wrestler. We can say something's bad. That's
like that spot. I thought that spot was bad.
And that's fine.
But I would never insult the wrestlers for it.
Exactly. And that's the difference. And that's why I hate Cornette. Because again, the Young Bucks.
He just takes it entirely too far.
He does.
He wants them to lose their livelihood because they don't end a match on a DDT.
I don't understand Jim Cornette's, I don't understand his purpose in this. I don't understand what he's trying to accomplish.
This right now. People are
is
like.
Is to get us to argue about it?
No, it's to get people to talk about him so people will listen to his crappy podcast and go to his Twitter, which is hilarious because he's like, oh yeah, I totally own the Young Bucks on this. Like 1,000 retweets, 500 likes, and then like Nick Jackson's response of what anything, just a period retweeting it. It's like 20,000 retweets. Like,
I don't think they're ruining the business. First off, because I know there are going to be people out there who don't know me as well as you guys do that are thinking he's taking Cornette's side. I'm not. I don't think in any way the Young Bucks are exposing the business, but I did hate that spot and their particular style of wrestling I enjoy, but I'm not I don't have the same level of appreciation that
I mean,
you guys
and there's,
have for
and there's, I mean, there's certain things. It's not like I love everything the Young Bucks do. There's certain things that they do that I'm not a fan of, but that's kind of everybody in wrestling. And the whole, like, I love, someone tries like, what, yeah, but what kind of story did that tell? Okay, you watched a 30-second clip of like a almost 11-minute match.
Yeah.
And that's what you're judging it on and saying that they can't tell a story. The story is, here's six crazy athletic guys who do flippy stuff all the time, trying to one-up each other and outdo each other.
I'm one of those guys that, like, when the Ospreay-Ricochet match happened, I didn't hate it. I know a lot of guys that did and that said, oh, it's too fake, it's too choreographed. I thought it was amazing. Like, I really did. Mm-hmm. It was a level of athleticism in wrestling I had never seen before, ever.
Yeah.
It blew my mind. Same thing when Dalton showed me Nakamura versus AJ Styles. Yeah. That was a new style of wrestling. Like, that strong style, I had no idea what strong style was till Dalton told me about it. And I loved it. But I know a lot of guys that don't for some reason.
And it's perfectly fine. Like, I'm not saying they're wrong for that.
But you
it's
shouldn't
just...
try to take other people's...
But to say, like, they're pretending to be wrestlers. Like, again, Ric Flair was not out there actually, like... He wasn't actually winning fights.
No. Like, he wasn't actually getting so drunk and high that, like, he ruined his life and... Oh, he did that?
No, he did that
part.
Yeah, but they didn't show that in the ring.
Well, I think they did a couple times.
I mean,
just
in TNA,
he
needed a check.
All right, we're at 30 minutes. We can't keep talking about this.
All right, yeah.
Yeah. So, Jim Cornette's an old white guy who...
Really, Jim Cornette should have known that he was in the wrong when he realized that he was on the same side as Vince Russo.
That, you think that's one of those moments where Cornette's proud of himself and then he gets a message from Russo saying, hey, bro, on your side. And he goes, ah, shit. Maybe it's time
I'm
I change
sure
my
I'm pretty sure he hasn't blocked, so he doesn't. I'm willing to bet he has Vince Russo blocked. So
he just comes back as Vic Venom.
Oh, you know, God.
Remember that guy?
Stop it.
Dalton, so sorry. Dalton, are you okay?
I'm dead. What's next?
Why are you dead already? Why is that what killed you? I saw you don't have this listed, and I know why. So I don't know if you want to mention it on here or if it's just too far out to not mention that Vince McMahon is apparently interested in selling WWE.
I'm going to need a source on that.
Yeah.
It was, and that's why I said it was the same article as the VKM Ventures thing, like where they're the XFL and stuff like that. One of the articles I saw, and it was on 41 Mania, so whatever. We don't trust it, like, completely, obviously. But it was that he is open to selling because he saw how much money UFC made off of selling to, I don't know who they sold off to,
but Zuffa,
they made
like
$4.5 billion. And that Vince is open to selling it if he can get that much money for it. I don't believe it on one, because Vince McMahon is too dedicated to the product. And two, like, does he need money?
Yeah, say what you will.
Are you guys texting each other about me?
No.
Are you sending texts back and forth about me?
Yes.
No.
I mean, no. What?
I mean, yes.
What? You keep looking at your phones. Not at me. Allie, are you in on it too?
No.
Am I Jim Cornette?
I just saw a thing about that we're going to talk about Dean Ambrose here in a minute. There is an update on that. But so the Vince, say what you will about whether or not he's good at what he's doing in with certain things with running WWE. Vince loves WWE. Mm-hmm. That is his baby.
Yeah.
Look at all of the people that he is like anything short of tried to straight up murder to protect, and
he destroyed the territory system.
Yeah. Like he basically stole it out from under his dad. Like this is, I'm willing to bet that if it was, you're in a room and Shane and Stephanie are in one corner and WWE's in the other, and there's just two people with guns to the backs of the heads, and he's like, you have to pick one, like one of these two are walking away. He's not going to immediately answer.
I feel like when the gunman turns around, Vince has already left with WWE, and Shane and Stephanie are just like, do it.
Son of a... But yeah, I don't believe that. Because this is all stemming from Vince's it's VKM
Ventures LLC.
Ventures LLC, and then like Alpha Entertainment, I think, is the other one. He has these two other companies that are based out of his own personal wealth. This has nothing to do money wise with WWE. Have gained trademarks for UFL, United Football League.
That would be UFL.
The acronym and the full listing.
My bad.
And then there was another one where it was like ULF, like URF, URFL, and then URFL, but the R is lowercase.
Because
I read those off to you the other day whenever I first saw this, and I don't remember what it was. Yeah. Because
is he getting back into football?
Yeah.
Wait, no.
That's the rumor.
Is this American football or is this like everywhere else football?
That's what I would love. That's what I would absolutely
if
love.
If it was like European.
If Vince is like, you know what? Screw American football. We're doing soccer.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
That would like, actually.
He hate me.
And that would be a little Vince too.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? It's every like 90s sitcom trope of like, oh, well, we have to get people to watch tennis. So we're adding lava pits.
So we hired Andrew Dice Clay to be the announcer. Yeah.
Like, so it's just Vince is going to XFL up.
Think about that.
Vince is going to XFL up soccer. Oh. I would love that. But no, because.
I've never ever watched soccer, so maybe I would.
Because the progression, it was basically like, there's a rumor that Vince is looking to expand into doing more sports and entertainment things with all this money that he has, that he's swimming around in.
And why not?
Oh, yeah, no.
You know, like, if you're Vince McMahon and you're sitting on, I never understood these people that sit on so much money and never expand.
Don't try anything new.
You can stay in your one spot for the rest of your life and be okay. I could have stayed writing Blogzilla for the rest of my life and done okay with it. But we decided to do Podzilla. Podzilla's been very successful. I could stay with Podzilla forever and we'd be successful. But no, I'm going to leave soon.
I mean, the number of times you've tried to cancel this show.
Many times. And you guys won't let me.
He wants to try to do this other stuff. Oh, hey, this trademark's just got bought up by these companies. Do you have a comment? Vince is looking into many aspects of many different elements of sports and entertainment. So they're not outright denying that he's trying to bring back the UFL, because the UFL used to be a thing.
Yeah, like 5 years ago.
But not the same as the XFL, right?
No, the XFL,
that was arena football.
This
right?
was more like,
no, XFL was.
XFL was full on football, except stupid. There's a great 30 for 30 on why it was stupid.
But production-wise, they did a lot of cool things that actually NFL ended up using.
Right.
But the rules that they had were stupid.
The cheerleaders got bonuses for dating the players. That's all you need to know.
It's very blitzy.
It was basically like someone, like Vince walks past someone playing NFL Blitz. And he's like, yeah, that.
That's what football should be, damn it.
Let's do that. The leg drop after the hit, yes.
That's
we'll
fine.
Make that happen.
They're so big.
But the UFL... It was basically kind of like AAA,
yeah.
Where it's like you're not good enough to be in the NFL, but you don't know how to do anything else, so you can make a teacher's salary getting concussions.
And Allie, this is not Vince McMahon's first time venturing outside of the realm of wrestling. We've mentioned the XFL before, mm-hmm. but have we ever told you about the World Bodybuilding Federation?
Oh, I'm so happy the steroid cases happened. Oh, that's the greatest thing that ever happened.
One of our favorite gifts that we post in the group chat is of this guy in this I think it was WBBF, wasn't it? I think so. He comes
World
out.
Body, yeah, yeah.
And as he's flexing at the entrance ramp, Vince is like staring at it and then he falls backwards. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was basically, imagine WWF, but without any of the action. It was just them coming out and posing. And it didn't work.
Huh.
But they did get Lex Luger from it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We haven't done that one in a while.
Not in a while.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anytime Vince McMahon jumps outside of the realm of wrestling, it doesn't usually go well. WWE Productions for movies, I don't like all of their movies, but they're well done. Like, their movies aren't – they're not freaking –
They're fun. They can be fun. And like, they're not masterclasses of filmmaking.
Asylum. They're not Asylum films.
Right.
And some of them are actually pretty good. Like, Oculus. I thought Oculus was a damn fine movie. I thought it was pretty good.
The ones where they just tried to like, oh, well, they just put money behind it and not like, oh, also Randy Orton has to be in it.
Can you put The Miz in it? Absolutely.
But yeah, no, but like running a movie studio is a lot different than running a football league.
Also, again, I'm willing to say that like a lot of those film industry choices are not made by Vince.
Yeah. And it's just one of those things, and it goes back to the reason it won't work is because nobody wants to watch second or third rate football.
I'm going to disagree with that.
Okay.
College football.
That is
the rabid fan base of people playing less good football.
But I think that's entirely based around school, though. That's entirely based around the schooling.
And I'm going
to
counter that.
Do you agree with me on that?
Counter that because I know people who are diehard loyalists to schools that they have never been to, no member of their family has ever been to.
That's true.
They have no association with. They just like the colors. I don't, like, it's one of those things where it's like, I'm not trying to be, like, contrarian or like, oh, I don't get it, so I'm smarter. I don't get
but
it.
Two things. One, he's right, because I love the, I used to love Penn State until I couldn't anymore. And then also Allie.
I think it also kind of has, I don't think it's necessarily school. I think it's location that people really create their fandom with, because you don't have to be there. You like Penn State for whatever reason.
I just like their colors.
Okay, but so there you go. He liked their colors. But you also didn't really watch much of their football, did you?
I never watched NCAA football. Like, but I just loved the is it the Nittany Lions? Is that Penn State?
Good job. You like a mascot.
Yay!
But you have a big fan base there already, and they end up going to the NFL, whereas, like, I've never watched Canadian football. There is a Canadian Football League.
Sorry, press start to join.
If it was on, I might give it a gander, but I have the NFL. I don't watch AAA baseball. I watch the Yankees.
You don't go to the minors games?
No. So, but what I'm getting at is nobody's going to want to watch that if you already have a high caliber professional football league.
Oh no, like I told
you. Like you have collegiate football. I'm not going to watch SEMO.
Oh no, I disagree.
I have a degree at SEMO and I won't watch a SEMO football game, but I will watch Mizzou.
You won't watch Lesser. You watch Ring of Honor when you could be watching Raw or SmackDown. That was a joke. That was a joke.
I'm gonna hit you with this microphone.
Okay, that was
a
joke.
No, I mean it's not that anybody at Ring of Honor is less talented than anybody at WWE, which I mean there are certain gaps there. It's just that it's the presentation behind it.
Yeah.
So I think people look at the XFL. Like I think people are willing to sit through.
Tripe.
I don't know. Well, it's because I'm in my head. I'm trying to process the thought, and I'm talking myself out of it because I'm going to say it's like, well, people will watch lackluster football if the presentation is good enough.
But then XFL.
But they didn't. Except XFL. If they treat it like NFL rules and like they don't do these crazy friggin'
stupid
like
rules,
then maybe like the play itself. Because no one cares about football. People care about outcomes, stats, and advertising.
I like football. I like playing football. Like, Jesse has the football league that you're in, I know for sure.
Yeah.
Were you in it as well? But Jesse's super into it. Dalton, you were super into it.
Yeah,
and
I've always loved NFL.
And you like the stats and stuff like that.
Yeah.
See, I hate that. I just love playing football. When me and my friends would go out and play football,
but
that
do you
was
sit down every Sunday and watch football?
Absolutely not. I like to
play. That's what I'm saying.
My dad is a huge football fan. He has a college team that he watches, and he has a professional NFL team that he watches. Not Penn State, not the college. It's Nebraska.
The Cornhuskers.
Cornhuskers used to be Bug Eaters.
You know, so
that's great.
why do you know so? Wait, no, and that's not what I'm caught
this
up on. I'm back on this one.
What?
Allie explains college football to us. Yes. this is the payback for all of the like wrestling nonsense we've made her.
She's
learn.
Teaching us about the Bug Eaters.
Yeah,
they
but
used to be. At least that's what I was told.
Do you know the
my
New York
family.
Knicks used to be? Never mind.
Oh God, I hope that means that it's not true. Someone just told her that, and she's like,
my parents told me that, so I just assumed it was right. Now,
yeah,
like,
parents
never
would never lie to you.
To.
But yeah, no. So anyway, and really quick before we get on to the next thing, like saying like lesser rate football compared to Ring of Honor and WWE, I am watching a different TV show when I watch Ring of Honor.
This
is a sporting event. If I want to watch football, I want to watch top of the line football. If I want to watch baseball, I'm going to go to the MLB, not AAA.
It's kind of like if you want to watch combat sports, you don't go.
I don't watch Bellator.
To the Show Me Center and watch some fat dudes wrestle in a cage. You watch UFC. You watch top elite.
But that is a sporting event, whereas wrestling is more of a TV show.
Right.
I like watching Community. I'll catch an episode of Jackass if I can see it on YouTube. Like that's how TV works. That's a lot different than a sporting event.
You don't watch Ninja Warrior. You watch Ultimate Beastmaster on Netflix.
I haven't seen it yet.
By Sylvester Stallone. It's amazing. Did you not like it?
I thought we were past it.
All right. So what's
season two just came on.
Did it really?
Yeah.
I never finished season one.
Oh, I love it so much. Oh yeah, we got to the next topic though. You're absolutely right. Got some injury news real quick. Noam Dar underwent successful knee surgery. Good
for
him.
Yeah, he had a meniscus tear.
I so tore my meniscus the other day. It was pretty
scary.
That's
like 6 months. He's hoping for 5, but it's probably closer to 6.
Months?
Yeah. Oof. Yeah, that's rough. Oof. Which, I mean, it gets him off the Zotrain, so blessing in disguise.
Dean Ambrose also injured. They did an angle, didn't they, where he...
Apparently they had to change TV for it because like everything that happened last night was planned to happen, but it was planned to happen because he has a triceps tear, which he just like 3 hours ago, WWE issued a statement saying that he underwent successful surgery.
Yeah.
But he does not have a estimated return time.
That sucks.
It's kind of nuts.
They just did the Shield reunion.
See, and that's the thing. It's like, boy, the Shield reunion is cursed. Because Roman got whatever it was that kept him off TV.
Tuberculosis.
And then Dean gets hurt, like, for the first time in his WWE career. Looking at him being, like, there's a reason he's called the Iron Man, like, the workhorse.
Yeah.
Like, he wrestled, wow, what was it? Like, I think it was last year, but he's been working just as hard this year too.
Where he like wrestled, he's barely missed a day.
Where not even that, but he's wrestled at Raw and SmackDown house shows.
Yeah. Because, they really like, should call him Mr. No Days Off.
Yeah.
That should be his.
I don't think nobody's using it now.
Did Darren Young get released? He did, didn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah, a while back yeah. with Summer Rae.
With Emma. Yeah, Emma. Or Summer, yeah.
Speaking
Emma
of
same time.
Yeah. Other medical news, Kevin Nash is going to donate his brain and spinal cord to CTE research.
I feel like this has been a thing before. Or we've just had so many wrestlers.
We've had, it's, he's just kind of joining in the, okay. cause there, there are a lot of people who.
So good on him.
Yeah, cause to me this is like organ donation.
Yeah.
Like, there is really no reason not to do it. You will probably never be brought back to life. So, there's really no point in you keeping that brain or anything.
I mean, if you,
unless,
can, if you can come back to life, maybe they just like figure out a way to like.
Clone you from.
I mean, and
but it wouldn't be you.
I mean, and he's not donating it to like, it's not going into someone else. They're like testing it. So like they have the technology to bring people back. They can like, oh, hey, so yeah, it's all messed up, right? Can we get that back though? Because like.
He's back.
He's got a,
he's just drooling on himself right now.
We got a text message to send.
Aw. I always thought, what if they could just attach electrodes to my brain and keep me alive for eternity? Cause it can't be that hard, right? The only reason the brain dies is cause the cells die off and, they don't get oxygen and such. So if they could fake that, keep my brain alive for eternity, I'll never die.
I'm just gonna put my head in a jar like Futurama.
But I'll be trapped in my own brain forever. Oh, that would be terrifying.
All right, what's next?
Oh, no, I wanna talk about this some more. This is now I wanna believe.
Okay. No, we got like 9 minutes there.
Yeah, we're moving on. We're moving on. So, very cool on Kevin Nash. That's legit. I appreciate that. Jericho, Omega, now a no DQ match. And yeah, could you really do it any other way?
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yes, you could.
Oh, really?
I'm not a huge fan of this.
Of it being no DQ?
Yeah. I mean, for the, how quickly the feud escalated and how, like, vicious it's gotten, like with Omega bleeding and the attack at the press conference.
Too
like,
much too soon.
It totally makes sense. But yeah, it's just one of those scenes like, I mean, they're going to make it work if there's, cause I'm not a huge fan of like the hardcore style in general. If there's two people that I trust to do it well, it's these two. New Japan rules are already kind of like anything that happens outside of the ring is already legal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's going to turn into like a crazy.
It won't be a bloodbath.
Yeah. It's not going to turn into a crazy like mixed match, but you know, part of the like Jericho and Omega fan in me is just like, oh, just give me a wrestling match
or a debate. Arm wrestling.
So no one gets hurt.
Well, can't do arm wrestling. You've seen those videos. Snap.
I have not. Because oh, I don't
he's
go
made
on,
me watch them.
I don't go on Live Leak.
Cody Rhodes and Ibushi is now a special singles match, not for the ROH title.
Because at Final Battle, Cody Rhodes lost the ROH title to Don Castle.
Yay!
The Peacock.
Yep.
I like that guy. I hope he does well. Also,
he seems to be.
I can't stress enough how Wrestle Kingdom 12 is shaping up just to be the wrestling event of the past 5 years,
yeah.
10 years, maybe. Just the three
it's
matches alone
mm-hmm.
of Naito versus
Okada,
Omega versus Alpha, and Ibushi Cody. Those three matches alone would make me salivate like the dog I am.
Honestly, Tanahashi is so good. Like, I'm not that familiar with Jay White, but like that Intercontinental match is going to be
fun.
Is going to be really good, assuming Tanahashi's going to be there. He's going to go there if it's like, oh, my leg's bugging me. I'm just going to cut off the leg.
Yeah.
He's gonna he'll wrestle the match.
Well, the good news is he's in Japan and they're so technologically advanced they could just get him a new leg on the spot.
That would be like
Deus Ex. We're moving toward it.
That would be like the best version of Orton's cast.
It's Bob robotic.
Orton. Bob Orton's cast. It's like, no, I just got a robotic leg. That's a sweet chin music that will end a match.
Yeah.
Super kick. Decapitation.
End a life. Yeah. Randy Orton is working lighter schedule in January because he's gonna take off February and March. Good for him.
Yep.
Take an extended break.
See, I mean, I was gonna say he's earned it. Like, I know I'm the only Orton fan at the table.
No,
but like,
I like Orton. I do. It's just,
and
man.
I'm willing to admit, like, he's best when he's motivated.
I was gonna say,
and
you're right on the money with
that.
And
it's very easy to tell. Like, him and Nakamura both.
Yeah.
Like, it's easy to tell when they
compare Orton and Nakamura to, like, Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens.
Right.
Who really feel like they go out there every week no matter what they're given. Mm-hmm. Or AJ Styles. Or Chris Jericho. Whatever they're given. Or, you know, John Cena, Roman Reigns. They go out there and they give 100% every time. Because they know that this is my job and I love entertaining. I don't know what Orton and Nakamura's thought process is on it. Mm-hmm. But you can definitely tell.
Orton hates being a face.
Yeah.
Orton hates being a face.
And he's not bad at it, but.
No, he's not good at it.
No, I mean, I disagree. I think he's innately likable.
Yeah.
Like, cause he's too cool for school. He's the anti-hero.
He would have been an NWO favorite.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And it's one of those things where it's just like, John Cena was Superman. Orton was Batman. You really shouldn't like Orton, but you can't help it. And yeah, I mean, he did some really, but when he's a heel.
That's when he cares.
It's when he cares, and he's so good at it, you can't help but be like on board. Even when he's DDTing Stephanie McMahon and then kissing her unconscious forehead, and it's just like creepy and weird. And then they end up having a wrestling match.
Yeah. Or kicking Vince's face off.
Yes. The punt.
Yeah. Mm. Punt heard around the world.
So, like, I love Orton. He's done everything there is to do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it makes sense for him to kind of go to a lighter schedule. I think he's absolutely deserved it.
And, I mean, future Hall of Famer for sure.
Oh yeah. Easy. I'm not a fan of him, but I can't say that he hasn't helped wrestling.
Honestly, yeah. It's like, so Ric Flair is a 2-time Hall of Famer. I can honestly see Orton be a 2-timer and Triple H be a 3-timer.
DX, Triple H, and Legacy?
Evolution.
No, yeah. Evolution. Sorry.
Yeah. Orton was Legacy.
I can see Evolution going in as a group.
Yeah. Flair would be a 3-time then.
Well, Triple H would probably be 4, because they would also have the Authority would go in.
Okay.
Which means Stephanie could be a 2.
And they're also going to, it's going
to
be
5. But that means Kane could be a 2.
I do like Kane.
See? I was able to get him to smile.
I do like Kane.
AJ Lee, you may remember as one of the better women's wrestlers and characters in WWE in the past 10 years.
Yep.
For sure.
I wish she was still around.
Oh.
Give me her, Caitlyn, and Beth Phoenix back.
I loved Caitlyn.
Like, it's
I still follow her on Twitter or Instagram.
It's that thing where
she's fascinating to me.
Man, I don't know what they would do, but just any of the put those three against any name on the women's roster right now.
So AJ Lee was one of those people that I criticized, and I didn't criticize her because she was great, but I remember complaining, and I'll openly admit I complained like, okay, she weighs 84 pounds and I'm supposed to buy that she can like beat up Beth Phoenix or somebody like that.
Yeah.
Cause sometimes I forget wrestling scripted and you know, I get in my Cornette phase.
You do like Cornette.
I do. I will, I don't respect
Cornette. We talked about it at Hall of Fame. Like he has his place in wrestling history.
He should just get off Twitter.
And the man is crazy entertaining.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like his viewpoints are very much still rooted in the '80s. He's refused
to
progress.
Really surprises me. And I don't want to get on Cornette. But it really surprises me. One, that you guys dislike him, because he has a very liberal view of life.
I mean, that's fine.
I don't dislike the man. Like, I hate his view on wrestling, and the way that he goes about it is just flat out toxic.
That's what confuses me is that, like, he is so progressive liberal when it comes to politics, but when it comes to the business, you can tell he is holding on to that era he believed in and will not let it go.
And it's also the thing, like, just because someone's liberal doesn't mean I'm automatically going to like you.
Well, it's not
same
wrestling.
Same as conservative. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're exactly right. It's not just because we're on the same side, all of a sudden we get along now.
Yeah. We're both faces. We love each other. Sorry, Allie. I kind of spit on that one.
I was about to say, do you not love Allie?
No, but like, we're like,
anyway,
explosive happened. Explosive. It's a,
anyway, explosive man. So AJ Lee, her Sploder Man's, Sploder Man. Her book, I think it was a book, right?
Yeah.
Crazy's My Superpower.
Yep.
It's being turned into a TV show. No, is this a reality TV show of her life?
No, it's a scripted show. It's like a scripted, like...
I'm actually more excited for that than if it would just be like, hey, this is my crazy life,
Oh, no. That would be terrible. Like, I mean...
And here's my husband, and he's blurred out.
I would watch that.
Well, yeah.
Because I like them. But no, it's a scripted show based on the book. It's the same people who did Genius. I'm not familiar with it. But it's apparently like Emmy nominated.
Huh. Of course it is.
It doesn't have like, it's not, it hasn't been sold to a network. It, you know, it could end up being like an Amazon thing or like it could be something like that. It's still just very, very early in the planning stages. It's just, that's something that they're working on.
I'd be interested in seeing it. I never did watch all of Glow, but you all did and loved it. And I'll go back to it. I can watch it in 4K HD now.
Ooh.
You haven't seen it either? Mm-hmm. Maybe you'll come over and we can watch it in 4K HD Ooh. Together. On a couch. The couch folds out into a bed. We could lay in bed together. Anyway.
Ooh.
Moving on.
Show got weird.
Small man.
Dave Meltzer says that Ricochet and War Machine are going to go to WWE NXT. Now, I don't know about Ricochet, but I did see today right before we came on that there's a lot of reports coming in that they're going to sign, that War Machine is signing very soon.
Yeah, I think they're finishing up with New Japan at Wrestle Kingdom is like their last show there.
Which makes sense.
Yeah. I think their final, I don't think Final Battle was their last date at ROH, but it was close to it. So yeah, which that would be cool. It's someone on Reddit was pointing out, I was like, man, it's kind of a bummer though that we already have the Bludgeon Brothers. But then someone else pointed out, it's like, oh, but think about the just the giant tag team Hoss fights we're going to get if War Machine takes on Authors of Pain, Sanity, the Bludgeon Brothers. Yeah.
Back in the old days, War Machine versus Bludgeon Brothers would be like a semi-main event. Like in the 80s?
That would have, it may not have main evented a Raw, but that absolutely would have main evented in the territories.
Yeah. Cause you get four big guys like that who can go.
Mm-hmm.
And who, Luke Harper, and Eric Rowan is great, but Luke Harper, I think, is one of the biggest underdog, underappreciated wrestlers. The way he speaks, the way he wrestles, the look in his eyes.
Yeah.
You can't fake that.
It's that thing, but he can, because it's that BS where he's on, Up Up Down Down's Madden tournament, and he's just like the nicest, he's so soft-spoken. Like, he just seems like he's there to have fun. And I'm like, no.
Allie, do you know what he was before wrestler?
No.
Sewer killer.
A librarian.
He
was a librarian.
Imagine looking over as you talk too much, and then he's just...
Yeah.
Beard, facial hair, teeth now.
The hair pulled back in the ponytail, staring at... He's wearing the stained wife beater. Mm-hmm. And you're like, don't you have a dress code? Anyway... Meltzer also says that Bobby Lashley and EC3 are reportedly not re-signing with Impact. One or both are going to WWE. I think, well, first off, we didn't mention Ricochet. Mm-hmm. We met Ricochet last year when he wrestled Austin Lane at Best of the Best.
That was back before I was willing to talk to wrestlers.
No, we saw Ricochet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we never talked to Ricochet.
We did not meet Ricochet.
I think we yelled things at him.
Oh, yeah.
We did
yelled at Austin Lane.
We did. That was legit, just to gush a little bit.
Yeah.
Whenever Ricochet did, a cool flippy thing, and then just because, we didn't know who Austin Lane was, so we're like, your turn! Mm-hmm. And then he did, and he just looks at it. He just stared at us and was like, oh, cool, okay, I'm on board.
I still remember.
Stop doing cool stuff.
Remember when we finally started chanting, that's cool, too?
Yeah.
You know, that was great. Anyway, Ricochet to WWE is a no-brainer to me, especially NXT.
Yeah.
Dude will clean up there. They need top talent.
Because Leo Rush tweeted himself in a hole.
Man, that's crazy, isn't it? One tweet.
But to be fair.
I mean, Ricochet's a lot better.
Yeah, Leo Rush is not on Ricochet's level.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who did Topanga love? Case closed.
Who took a pile driver off of the top of a ladder onto a table and jumped right back up?
Damn. Damn. Anyway, so let's talk about Lashley and EC3. We met EC3, mm-hmm. and we did meet EC3.
Yes.
At a couple of months ago when he wrestled Billy Hills.
Mm-hmm.
And dude... So we didn't talk to him too much. He was intense, though. I will say this about EC3. He was focused, incredibly polite, incredibly grateful.
Yeah, he was, Asa and I got to talk to him a little bit. He was,
because you guys rode with him, from
St.
Louis,
right? Yeah, we
rode
with him, yeah. He was super cool.
And seeing him, remember at the show, he was sitting above the balcony watching the wrestling. Like he was by himself, just watching the show. And I thought that was really cool. That would be me. Like if I wrestled, mm-hmm. I would be away from everybody else because I don't want to bother them.
Yeah.
So I'd be up in there. And then Bobby Lashley, of course, has been in WWE before and was great in WWE.
It's been 10 years.
He was good. Okay.
He's gotten a lot better.
His athleticism was off the charts. His character work was not.
He was the original Battletoad.
He was the original third.
Yeah. He was their fourth brother.
It was the fourth. Yeah. I always forget that there's the third. Rash.
Because you only had because he was kidnapped in the first game.
That's true.
Anyway.
Lashley, as an all-around performer, has just gotten so much better in his time at Impact.
Yes.
And so,
amazing how he evolved in Impact.
Like, I could see Lashley being an immediate main roster. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
It would, I don't think it can be, but, it would be great to see him just show up at the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, because, it's the whole AJ Styles thing. Mm-hmm. Bobby Lashley doesn't need NXT.
Yeah.
He's worked in WWE.
And I think people will, there's enough that you can go back on and be like, hey, remember this guy?
He beat... Okay, I
don't
hate
do WrestleMania 23.
Is that the Trump one?
Yeah, just, okay. We're gonna.
I'll skip it.
We're gonna go past it.
I'll skip it.
But part of that feud was Lashley spearing himself through the cage door and collapsing that onto Umaga.
That was amazingly stupid.
Umaga?
Umanga.
Umanga.
You gotta get it right.
I apologize.
And
then EC3, I think, would be him versus Adam Cole,
or Bay.
Or Drew McIntyre again.
Anybody?
Yeah.
I think, all right, so what would you think about this?
He has
this?
So many muscles.
And you're going to say no to this, and I agree, but what do you think?
No.
If you have Dixie Carter, continue that he is Dixie Carter's nephew or whatever.
Immediate no.
You don't
Hard
think
pass.
So? Because they clearly have worked with Dixie Carter
at this point. I get you kind of, I don't know. I don't think he comes back as Derek Bateman.
No.
Do you bring him back as EC3? Have him come out and have, if you want to be a bad guy, have Dixie Carter gush over him and him say, I was so good. I'm already going to cancel. You remember how you said earlier you had a thought and you talked yourself out of it?
Mm-hmm.
Because they would never mention Impact on the air. ever.
Yeah.
They would never have a wrestler come out and do to them what Impact does to
You would have to have Dixie Carter come back as like a meaningful television role to have him be
meaningful.
To have him be EC3.
Which is a shame, man, because EC3 is such a good tag.
Yeah,
I mean, he could just be
EC3. I mean, I was still like, we talked about it at, before when it was still Kurt's like mystery son, before it was Jason Jordan, Ethan Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
Ethan Kurt Angle the second, like EKA. Like it doesn't have the same ring to it.
EKA. EKA.
EK2? I don't know. KA2? I don't know.
Anyway.
I would have enjoyed that. Especially like seeing what the story, like, don't get me wrong. I love what Jason Jordan is doing.
Yeah, he's doing like, great.
EC3 was made for that role.
Allie, have you seen how many muscles he has? Damn it. I was going to do it.
I thought you were going to do it.
I'll answer the question for you. Yes.
I was at the show.
Yeah. So.
It was there.
He was flexing in the car.
There was one on top of the one he just showed you. It's crazy. So, good news. We're going to get Wyatt versus Hardy. This is going to happen. It's going to happen on
the 205 live tour.
Whoop, whoop.
Because, you know, who
would have thought, train.
Who would have thought our B-rate, like, bathroom break on Raw that we're going to put and do a house show to sell by themselves wasn't selling well.
Even with the Tommy. You know, now that they're adding a Tommy to it now.
No, yeah,
they're trying their hardest to go, but look how important they are. And it's like, well, maybe if you would have presented them that way to begin with.
I'm hoping that the reason a Tommy even showed up on Raw was to kind of and had him interact with like actual Raw superstars.
That's what I've heard.
Is to kind of help build credibility for 205 Live.
Yeah.
Because I really hope, I want them to get the machine behind 205 Live.
Yeah.
Because when you look at that roster.
Stacked.
And then you look at like how it's being treated. And I'm sorry, like, I get that Enzo's a character and, like, all of that. I hate that he's champion because no matter who, like, Cedric Alexander, I almost said Cedric the Entertainer.
Yeah, noticed that.
My brain went there.
But he is.
He's the entertainer. The entertainer, Cedric Alexander.
Cedric, comma.
Oh my, that would be, yeah.
So the fact that he's number one contender for a championship on WWE should have me elated. And I'm just like, I don't want to see him wrestle Enzo.
Oh, that being
but you're
said,
not elated, though, you're devastated.
That being said,
what does that mean?
I absolutely love Gulak and Enzo's interaction, but it's because of Gulak.
Yeah, I was gonna say, but to me, it's because Gulak is so good, and he's just like he's making me not hate Enzo.
How you doing? I am fine, thank you. That gets me every time.
So the Wyatt and Hardy are added to the tour. I didn't see anything from Raw and SmackDown. We're also not going to talk about Raw or SmackDown other than something super important, which we're gonna get to in a second. But first off, let me just point out that Hardy. His segment on Raw was that he was playing chess with a fish who was Napoleon.
I was going to say, no, he wasn't playing chess with a fish. He was playing chess against Napoleon, who was a fish. There's a difference.
Gotta love reincarnation.
You know what I'm upset about in all this? You would think, okay, here comes Shannon. He hates the fact that it's so stupid. I hate the fact, the part that I can't buy into is that the fish can move the chess piece.
He communicates with where he wants to move, and Matt moves the piece for him.
Was that what he did?
You didn't see it, but you have to assume that. If we can, never mind. That's tomorrow.
It was about to be Star Wars. Yep. It's just because I saw that wheel turning.
So, all right. Can I just say, I'm on board still. I'm on board because, yeah, it's stupid, but it's also Matt Hardy in his own world stupid.
It's
the moment the fish talks and the moment the fish interacts with someone.
The fish is going to have a French accent.
Yeah, when we see through the fish's eyes, that's when I go, I'm done. I am done.
I
am done.
I'm kind of off board. Like, what Matt Hardy is doing is great, and I'm happy he gets to do it. I hate the story that it's wrapped around. And I hate that Bray Wyatt is giving the performance of the last, like, 3 years.
Just like, he feuded with somebody once where the other guy never even showed up. And he built the feud all on his own and showed how great he was.
Mm-hmm.
Who was that?
That was,
I don't
that was the Undertaker.
Was. I know.
It was WrestleMania.
I know.
Then he lost.
And then Undertaker beat him.
Yeah. But he had to get that WrestleMania win back. Starting streak again.
I feel like Matt Hardy's going to win this because later. I feel like the fish will help.
When did Undertaker lose at WrestleMania again?
He hasn't.
Oh, I forgot about Roman. I blocked that out.
Oh, are you being serious?
I was being dead serious. I was being dead serious.
I thought it was a bit.
I completely forgot. I entirely forgot about that Roman match.
I'm so happy that a bark got him there.
I thought Ace was like, just taking a shot at Roman there.
No, that was me entirely forgetting that match existed. Ooh, I lived in a better world.
That was less than a year ago. That was this year.
It was. In my brain, the last thing he did was Shane.
Nope. That was AJ this year.
Yeah. Hey, Bully Ray retired again.
Yay.
Until
next time.
We're not going to rehash it because this one is actually, like, this one apparently is real. But it's that, like, we are.
Terry Funk.
We said everything we could say. We said everything to say about Bully Ray when we thought he retired the first time.
Yes. So we're going to move on.
Except now I'm less convinced that it's a storyline. Like, really? I was like 60% sure it was a storyline for the one where he got the concussion from the Briscoe brother.
Because that didn't really look, but who knows?
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. It's the same thing with, like, look at Dale Earnhardt's crash. That was boring as hell to watch, but it was the one, like, but that's the one that counted.
It killed him, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, he died. He died from that.
That was before Live Leak, so I didn't see it.
I mean, it was on.
I didn't watch.
It was on NASCAR.
Yeah, that traumatized a lot of people. But so it's just that thing where it's like, okay.
I know I'm a wrestling fan. I don't watch NASCAR. It's unheard of.
It's that thing where it's like, okay, yeah, it doesn't look bad, and like they're still really playing it up as a story. But this is like he left his boots in the ring.
Yeah,
I think twice. Yeah, both it was twice them. Because. They did the announcement for Women of Honor is getting their own championship in 2018.
That was the next story
with the series of matches. But during that video package, like apparently the crowd was not paying attention because Bully was leaving his like boots in the ring. And then the next night at the tapings, he did it again.
But never say never. Ozzy left his boots in the ring.
Right.
And then he came back, thankfully. Shawn Michaels lost a smile in the ring.
I'm not saying it's like totally out of the question, but this one feels like he doesn't really again, as much as I would love for Bully Ray to be a character in WWE, I feel like he's done everything there is to do.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, because I
like
mean,
he's one of the greatest tag team wrestlers of all time.
Yeah, one of the best singles runs of anybody's career.
In Impact, yeah. Yeah. And then like that carried over pretty well in Ring of Honor.
And he's what now, late 40s?
I think so. I would imagine. I'm getting on it.
So, I mean, like, I truly feel like at some point it's okay to hang up the boots for real and go, you know what? I've earned my place.
And this one was at, like,
Terry.
Hulk. This one was in the, like, you know, it was in a New York crowd. Him and Tommy did the Sandman entrance through the crowd, like on the balcony with the beer.
It was a high note to go out on.
Yeah.
46.
Yeah. 46. Yeah.
Which, I mean, is still wrestling. Like, he could still wrestle.
Yeah.
Like, he's still young enough that 46 is not old. But again, at some point, especially with that ECW style, with that Bully Ray style, yeah. Like, at what point do you kind of go, Maybe I should stop.
He absolutely deserves to enjoy his retirement.
Right. Daniel.
Oh, no, I'm sad.
And like Asa said, the Women of Honor Championship, champion to be crowned in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll keep you updated on that. Real quick, we are out of time. So let's just give our thoughts on these last few things. First off, Final Battle.
Yes.
I didn't get to see it.
It was okay. Like, I was a little disappointed overall, but I like the post-match with the six-man tag of it, because it looks like, so Kenny Omega has turned face to feud with Jericho, and now it kind of looks like even in our Ring of Honor, the Young Bucks and Hangman are kind of being skewed face because the Addiction and, it's not Scorpio Sky. Was it Scorpio Sky?
Yeah, Scorpio Sky.
It was Scorpio Sky, attacked them after the match, after they retained the Trios Championship. Dalton Castle beat Cody Rhodes.
To become the new ROH champion.
To be the new ROH champion.
The Peacock.
The Peacock.
With the boys.
Silas Young, I think, won the TV championship.
I think so.
In that four-way. To me, the coolest thing that came out of it was Marty. It was something Jason talked about last week, was the Marty Scurll Jay Lethal match, where Marty was trying to get in Lethal's head and, you know, trying to, like, convert him to the, bring him to the dark side. And Lethal won the match after a low blow. And then after the match, he was clearly, like, mad at himself about it. And I just thought that was probably the most interesting that happened.
It's storyline.
And then MCMG are still the tag team champions, which they kind of did a weird, like, we're heels now.
That's what they do. They
And they point at the hand.
Yeah, because it looks like Michigan.
Yep. Yeah. It's a mitten.
Anyway.
Michigan.
And then we had Clash of Champions on Sunday. And Clash of Champions was okay.
I enjoyed it.
Like, nothing terrible. Nothing terrible that I can remember. Even the Jinder Mahal AJ Styles match was pretty good.
I mean, it was good because AJ, like, made him look like $1 million.
And he does, to be fair, he does look like $1 million.
Of steroids.
I'm just so.
No. Take it back. I want you to publicly take that back.
Yeah, you're steroid shaming him. Why would you body shame him?
He's also not on steroids.
Yeah, why would you body shame him just because he looks so good?
He's so vascular. It just doesn't look
He works
natural.
Hard.
And good
I
for
could
him.
Look like that if I worked really hard and stopped eating pizza. Stopped drinking Pepsi. stopped eating cookies.
You also got to fix that hernia.
Also got to fix it. Otherwise, I would be thin with a giant bulge, but not in the best spot. Not a place where the ladies are going to go nuts. North. Yeah. The rest of the show, I mean, it was just kind of there. I honestly don't remember anything else that happened off the top of my head.
I know it's
Rusev.
Just
the 12 Days of Rusev.
I was going to get there, but just like because I'm impatient, like the follow-up wasn't great for me from SmackDown of the Daniel Bryan fast count, which they addressed, and that promo was really good, and exchange was really good.
And it kind of made sense the way they did it.
Oh, it absolutely made sense. It's just like I wanted more, and I'm also very much I don't want Shane to go heel. Like, it's just not a I don't need another heel McMahon authority figure.
Would you be cool if Bryan did it?
I still feel like Bryan's going
to
do it.
Less so, but I love this dynamic of just having
two good guys
wanting to put on the best show possible.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they'll leave it at
this. Because it actually feels fresh.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have that antagonistic heel authority figure.
But I will say this, with the heat, if they do go for a heel authority figure in this, it at least, the buildup has been much better than anything that they've done on Raw for it. Like with Stephanie coming out, just cutting people's balls off.
Right.
The way that Shane and Daniel have done it is very good storytelling.
No, it very much is. But again,
so
credit to
them for that.
Like I said, I'm impatient. I want to see where it goes. Like,
you want to see Bryan wrestle. You want everyone to go. You want everyone to say, "No, he's perfectly fine." Every doctor to go, "Yeah, he's good."
I want him to be hooked up to a number of just like a sci-fi movie where he has like every vital sign and possible thing is attached to him, and it's a split screen. Every match he has, the wrestling's on the left half, and the right is just like, "See how healthy he is?"
Yeah, Allie, guy in a chair, watching it, keeping track of it. That's a Spider-Man reference. We watched it recently.
Clash of Champions. The tag team match was amazing.
Yeah, that was so much fun.
A SmackDown Tag Team Championship match being amazing. Who'd have thought? Like, everyone in that match looked like $1 million. It was amazing. I'm going to say amazing like 6 more times, so hold on to your hats.
Amazing.
The 12 Days of Rusev
was
fantastic.
Rusev. I can't do it. Dalton, you do it.
What?
The fact how into it the crowd was.
Yeah.
So the crowd was so into it, which made Rusev just unapologetically happy, which made me so unapologetically happy.
The best part about it was seeing Rusev smiling and dancing
just,
along
to
it.
Bobbing along to
the
chants.
He was so happy.
Oh, he's like, they like me now. This is great.
He's no longer the Bulgarian brute. He's the Bulgarian... What's a happy word that starts with B?
No, he's not the brute. It's the Bard and the Brute. And he said, the Bard. That is a good nickname. I like that nickname for me. To jump back to SmackDown real quick and Gable and Benjamin, did you see the Benjamin jumping knee catching the suicide dive? He's on the outside. Uso is going to suicide dive. And before he even changes trajectory and starts going down, Benjamin just jumping knee to the face.
Benjamin is so
damn good.
It
looked like he was using Kalisto's trampoline.
You didn't get to see Shelton Benjamin in his prime.
Oh, baby.
Which, I mean,
she saw Sunday.
Yeah. But 25-year-old Shelton Benjamin, crazy.
That ladder match where he runs up the ladder with the clothesline.
When he
catches. It was so impressive that it became a move in the
video games.
The one time he did it.
Yeah. The time that he jumped across the entire ring off a springboard to catch Shawn Michaels' foot in his face.
That was in the Raw preview. Like, whenever they do the thing at the beginning, it was so epic. Yeah. When we heard Shelton Benjamin was coming back to WWE, our jaws hung to the floor.
And then he got hurt. Like, right before.
And then we thought it was over.
Yeah.
But then he came back.
Yes.
Happy Benjamin Day.
Don't you dare. I really liked the triple threat match for the U.S. Championship, too.
Yeah, I liked that one a lot.
I liked that Ziggler won, and it looked the follow-up on that on SmackDown was actually pretty interesting. The rumor is that they're going to debut a new U.S. Championship, so that might be why he left the belt in the ring, but that'll be a time we'll tell.
Just super glammed out deal. 80s.
You know
what? Neon pink.
Just nothing. Just it's just like a pin. Like, he starts wearing a pin.
Pin of champion.
Yeah. He just has a piece of paper that says champion Dolph Ziggler, and he hands it to the ref. Anyway, all right, last thing, because we're way past time.
So, I know you want to talk about the pre-show.
No, I don't.
Are you sure?
No.
Well, what about the follow-up where on SmackDown?
Was there follow-up?
I mean, if you mean neither of them were on the show, then yes.
Oh, sweet. So I read online, and again, you can't trust online too much, believe me, but it said that Mojo Rawley may be in line for a giant push because of his online promos that he's done.
Baron Corbin better be world champion then.
Zack Ryder better be.
Who did he just beat? Yeah. Who did he just beat on Sunday?
Apparently, they are so happy with the online promos he's done building up to his match that they're like, oh, well, we'll give you a push. But this is like the 50th time they've said, oh, Mojo Rawley getting a huge push. Okay.
Then again, the thing, like, I've seen a lot of people praising him for his online promos.
But I've heard they were good.
I haven't seen that they have, because, like, Lance Storm was like, why isn't this on every week? Meltzer is like, why isn't he doing this every week? But it's not someone, it's not Road Dogg saying like, oh, hey, let's see what he can do. He was, again, left off on.
And I've said before, like, okay, so if Mojo, I'm not a big fan of Mojo Rawley, clearly. I'm not. None of us are.
No.
But if he can do good promos, and he's not the worst in the ring, like, if he can do that stuff, then show me. Like, don't give me this watered down hype machine if he can do something actually relevant. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, let the dude stand on his own if he's that good.
The fact that they turned him heel will be. Because I hated his character.
Yeah.
Like, the character was just obnoxious, and
it was a big, doofy idiot. It was the dude from American Vandal.
Yeah.
The wrestler.
Kind of.
He should have drawn dicks on everybody he beat.
Except, if he starts doing that now.
Like, but what about the ball hair?
It's like the NWO spray paint.
But it's a dick.
And then 3 months, people start getting laid out in the back. But the ball hair's on it. And he's like, no, those aren't my dicks.
What about the ball hair?
The mushroom heads are different.
Oh my god! I never thought we'd use the term mushroom heads on PW.
Did you?
All right, we got.
Did you not?
Let's wrap this up in 5 minutes because I gotta go eat, guys.
Yeah, I'm also hungry.
I mean, we could have started with someone. We'll play more Star Wars.
Yeah,
Shannon,
Dalton.
Damn it!
Someone had to go to work. Allie,
Asa.
What?
I don't know. I just want to get everybody yelled at.
Anyway, last thing. Let's talk about Stride real quick. We're going to give the results because none of us got to go to the show.
Yeah.
And I think this is the first Stride show you guys have missed.
Nope, like, second.
Chaffee.
You missed one because you were sick.
Yeah, and we missed
and
the Chaffee show because we were at CCW.
Yeah.
But yeah, they did their benefit show at Woodlawn. It sounds like it was a really, really good show. I'm bummed we missed it. Jay Spade beat Roger Mathis to become the new Stride champion. Which is super cool.
Congratulations to Jay Spade.
Yes.
Yeah, well deserved.
Congratulations to
Mathis for being a hell of a champion.
Yeah.
Like, dude is a legitimate badass.
And I've watched almost all of his matches.
I want to say this about Mathis too. So Mathis and I do not see eye to eye on nearly anything. Like, we get in arguments on my Facebook quite a bit, but after the last argument we had about, what was it? What was the subject?
Politics.
It was politics,
or
something.
I mean, it's probably that.
Was it
irrelevant?
It's irrelevant what it was. It was politics. But we had a conversation in private about it and laughed about it and like talked. You know,
he's a cool guy.
He's such a cool, laid back guy. Well, even if we disagree,
it's like the thing. It's like what I said earlier. It's like just because someone's
different,
liberal, doesn't mean I'm going to like them. So just because someone is conservative doesn't mean that I'm not going to like them.
You would think that, like, when I first met him, though, I thought he was very
scary.
Intimidating. And I'm usually the guy that people are intimidated about. So for me to be intimidated by him, it speaks a lot to his size and fearsomeness. But yeah, super nice guy. And I think he did a great job as champion. I just want to say congratulations, Roger.
I love that segment, that contract signing they did last time with the knee brace and bending the crutch.
I love that Jay's still alive.
That's the best.
That's the real winner.
Andy's champion. Big weekend.
The fans are the winner. That's not the only new champion.
No. Chris Hargis beat Tony Flood for the Legacy Championship.
Well, great 2 months for him. Red Daniels and now won the title.
Right?
That was a week.
Yeah. It really was.
Well, it really was, wasn't it?
It was a 7-day span. I really wanted to see that match too, just because Tony is so good. Hargis is so good.
He's tall too.
He's so big. We also got, apparently, the DR Party are still tag team champions. It was Dexter and Nate. We missed Nate.
Ah,
Nate Flag?
Yeah, Bragg.
Bragg.
Damn it. We make fun of Suicide Squad so much now. I just can't stop thinking of Flag. I'm so sorry, Nate.
Yeah, so,
You I like.
And then.
That one guy without the sleeves, though. Do without him.
We also got, speaking of Sleeveless Magoo and, Edwards, they lost to, where was the name? Jane Peterson and a returning Bull Bronson.
Yeah, I saw Bull Bronson came back. That's pretty cool.
So Bull Bronson's back. And then
he's big too.
Yep. Where was the other? Oh, and then so we also got, it was JD and Ace versus O'Reilly and Aaron Brooks. And at some point, JD tagged himself in and got pinned. So they lost the match, and then JD and Ace kind of got into it with Ace after the match.
Well, yeah, because freaking Ace left him to die in CCW.
I mean, just because he died wasn't, I don't think that was relevant. I don't think that came. If maybe
I was JD,
maybe
I'd have some
up.
Words with Ace Hawkins.
Maybe
too.
He had something. Maybe he had something to prove. He had to tag himself in to show that he could get it done.
But he couldn't die twice.
But then he didn't get it done.
Die another day.
Die another day. I hate that movie. Yeah, I know it's Brosnan. I still disliked it. It was all right. I liked it a lot,
actually. You're saying the words.
Well,
Sigmund Freud.
Was that in the song?
Yes. That terrible Madonna song.
Terrible Madonna song. She was also in the movie and was terrible.
Yeah, she just randomly says Sigmund Freud in that song.
Well, Allie asked me today what was it about Freud?
You said,
called me a fraud.
No, I said Freud because you're talking about interpreting dreams. Because
of the demons.
Sure.
Anyway, we'll leave it at that. And before we go, I want to remind everybody that voting in the CCW End of the Year Awards ends next week.
Yep.
And we will announce the winners next week. We're going to be back on CCW Live.
27th at 1 p.m.
is when the voting ends.
Is when the voting officially ends, and we will tally the votes.
And you guys, a lot of people have voted. We are so appreciative of it. It's a good contest. Only
well
Asa.
Well over 200.
Only Asa knows the winner.
I don't.
You still don't?
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't put my information in yet.
Yeah. All right. So.
I mean, it's not like it's going anywhere.
No, we'll have it.
Yeah.
And we're very excited. We'll announce that next Wednesday on CCW Live. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, that's it. That's going to wrap us up for tonight. I want you guys to stay. No, we're not.
It's not what you think.
No,
it's not what you think. I promise. Because the Royal Rumble build started and they're doing the thing that I hate. And I want to talk about that. I just want to mention it because Elias Sampson announced that he's the first person. Stop looking at me like it. Because Elias Sampson announced that he's the first person in the Royal Rumble.
He announced it.
Like he's and then on SmackDown.
Happy Day.
Naomi.
No, I'm serious. I'm kidding.
And then on SmackDown, I think it was Naomi announced that she was the first SmackDown entrant. So they're just doing the I get to say I'm in. So I want to take this opportunity.
Are you doing
again.
It?
Again. So for the third year, I'm saying that Asa Gray, the 5-star man.
Oh my God.
Happy Rusev Day.
Son of a
yes,
bitch.
Do it.
How? No, I'm not ending it. No, we're going to stay here and we're going to talk about this now.
Shannon, we need to go get food.
I am hungry.
I have to go buy my Christmas presents.